Psalm 125 verse 1 states, "Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever." And furthermore, Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." You know, you need to trust like a pencil. The pencil writes, draws sketches and pictures, and comes in all shapes and sizes. And it loves to place itself in a hand that guides it, that writes with it, and draws sketches and pictures. A pencil can do nothing by itself. It is completely dependent on the hand that has made it and the hand that guides it. Each one of you represents a pencil. Yes, you can do great things, but you should never forget that there's a hand to guide each step and move you make. This is the hand of our Lord and Father. He will guide you according to his will. Just as he states in Psalm 139, verse 13 to 16, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Sometimes the writing or drawing that you are being used for has to be interrupted because, as a pencil, you need to be sharpened. And as this happens to you, you will feel a little pain as you become more pointed and able to continue to write and draw clearly. And you'll be able to overcome the situations you are going to be faced with. This doesn't mean you become a better person, but you become more capable and productive to fulfill your destiny. Just like it's written in John 15, verse 1 to 5. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Now, just as a pencil needs to remain in the hand that uses it to be productive, you need to remain in the hand of God. In order to eliminate false moves, a pencil is mostly equipped with an eraser so you can correct your mistakes. Erasing mistakes is not something that should be looked down upon, because it is necessary to stay on the way that the hand of God is leading you. so to avoid the paths that you took before, which didn't do you any good, you can help avoid making mistakes by doing whatever you want to do in accordance with God's word, such as Matthew 6, verse 33, which states, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." The eraser can also be seen as representing our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for forgiveness of your sins and rose from the dead that you might have everlasting life. And whenever you make a mistake by falling back into sin, he is ready to erase it in accordance with 1 John 1 verse 8 to 10, which states, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us." Now, I want to tell you something. The quality of the pencil is not made up out of the wood or its fancy outer form. What counts is the graphite, which make up the lead content on the inside. Always take extra care of your most inner part, your most inner self, your soul, and your spirit. You can take care of your soul and your spirit by receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior and maintaining your relationship with God by reading His Word, fellowshipping with other believers, and seeking to know God's will for your life. The pencil will always leave a trace. Whatever you do, you must be aware that it will leave a trace behind. Therefore, realize that and be conscious that whatever you're actually doing will leave a mark. Sometimes the trace the pencil leaves is your responsibility to look after. Whatever people have told you in confidence should be kept in confidence. Everybody has a background of some sort. If you know information about a person that you should keep private, it's yours to keep, not yours to share. Respect one another's privacy. And don't forget, everybody has skeletons in the cupboard. Everybody. But you don't have to be exposed, and don't expose others if you know about their skeletons. Your attitude about people's past and present should be the same as our Father, who says in Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12, "For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." May your life be a creative pencil by the statements your life makes through its writings, drawings, sketches, and pictures. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
no.